Welcome to Pocket Full of Mojo, where you're you, and I'm Steph, your mojo maven, and we tune in here to tap into some mojo. You see, I think I've cracked the code to being happy. I'm happy, like, all the time. Maybe not, like, all day every day, but I've built this tool shed of amazing stuff to help me out of and avoid getting into life's more sticky and stressful situations. And I'm not here to gatekeep, so settle in, take some notes, and welcome to where your mojo meets the road. This and every episode is made for you and all about you. And when was the last time you spent some time just on you? This episode is made with love and good intention to share with you some delicious nuggets of inspiration and insights to help you stay connected with your very best mojo. In today's episode, I'm going to review our mantra for the week, and then we're going to dig into our main topic, which is taking your time back. That's right, how to put yourself back in the driver's seat of your own agenda. So you stick around, and I'll make sure you're glad you did. Let's get started with today's mantra and get tuned in, tapped in, and turned on. Hello, and welcome to the 12th episode of Pocket Full of Mojo. Once again, I'm Steph, your hostess and mojo maven, and I'm super pumped you're here. This is going to be a killer episode, so let's get right to it. Let's start by digging into today's mantra, which is, time doesn't decide when, I do. Okay. Time doesn't decide when, I do. In a world, this world, where schedules dictate our lives and deadlines loom over our shoulders all the time, it is easy to feel like time holds all the power. Whew. But what's hidden in all that chaos of the clock? It's a simple yet profound mantra. Time doesn't decide when. I do. This mantra really serves as a powerful reminder that we are the architects of our own lives. Like, it's not about waiting for the perfect moment to come knocking on our door. It's about taking control of our lives and making things happen on our own terms. Time doesn't decide when. I do. It might be uncomfortable, but when we lean into this mantra, we really release ourselves from the shackles of indecision and procrastination, and we don't have to wait any longer for the stars to align or for fate to intervene. Instead, this mantra really makes us want to take decisive action and pave our own path forward. There's really some good energy behind it. Time doesn't decide when, I do. It's really a declaration, right? Like, it's empowering. It's a rally cry for those who refuse to be passive passengers in this life. It's a call to arms for people who want to dream big and chase after their goals and be determined. So the next time you find yourself hesitating or paralyzed with the fear of the unknown, that anxiety of the future, just remember these words. Tap into them. Keep them close. Let them be the light in the dark, you know? Because the future is your own making. Because in the end, it's not about waiting for the right moment. It's about creating it. Time doesn't decide when. I do. Okay, well, that was heavy. Whew, today we are diving in the deep end. We are looking at the art of taking your time back. So I want you to picture this for a second. You are constantly running around trying to please everyone. But at the end of the day, you're feeling exhausted, my friend. You're overwhelmed. You are wondering where all the time went. And tomorrow's agenda, oof, it's just a rinse and repeat. Sound familiar? Well, fear not, my friend. You're here now. Because today, we are flipping the script and we are reclaiming our time with gusto. Time, eh? Well, I've got to say off the hop, I've got a really weird relationship with time. It goes fast. It goes slow. Last week seems like forever ago, but somehow 2014 feels like yesterday. Like, what? It's so bizarre. And it's this construct and it's this system that we've built, this mutually agreed upon rhythm that we all use all around the world. And don't even get me started on daylight savings time, but okay, I digress. One of the biggest changes in my life was when I decided to pay myself in time. Let me give you some context. So, after my mom died very suddenly in 2021, I was shattered, gutted, walked around like a zombie for weeks, months even. And this also coincided with the official end of my marriage. And I came home to Canada to help out with my 83-year-old dad and to process my grief. And process I did. So with all of my worlds burning down like a dumpster fire, it was time to rewrite the script on how I went about living my life. I had to look at how I got here and start thinking about where I wanted to go. And I was so unsure of myself that I couldn't even see 2 or 3 months into the future. I couldn't even picture it. But I knew that if I kept what served me and left the rest, I could build myself a life that I could get excited about again. So I spent all my time. I got up in the morning and I invested my time, like money, in the most important project there is. Moi. That's me. What I stopped doing was I stopped putting the needs of other people ahead of my own. And if it didn't contribute directly to my wellness, I simply didn't participate. It was that black and white. So what did I spend my time on? Whatever I needed. Seriously. Like if I felt like doing nothing, I did nothing. And I learned to do so unapologetically. That one took time. If I felt like crying, I would take the time to cry. Not like when I wanted to cry at the office and I had to wrap it up in 2-3 minutes because that's all the time I could afford myself without people thinking or would notice that I was gone or if they cared, which, newsflash, they did not. But it was a strange rewiring, let me tell you. Like, I would try and tackle emptying my mom's closet, for example. And then at the end of this very simple activity, I would be so emotionally exhausted that I would just call it a day and give myself the rest of the day to reflect and heal. Seriously, I was very, very indulgent with my time, knowing that it was mindfully and purposefully participating in my wellness and reprogramming myself for a life where I was more in tune with what I needed. And to show myself that I would listen to myself and in a better place to accept that, stop finding distractions, aka people pleasing, and really take action for me, for me. And that's when I became best friends with time freedom. I got paid in time every single day, the most precious resource that there is on earth. Remember that the richest people in the world, they can't buy more time. We all have the same 24 hours. I'm sure you've heard that a million times. But I want to acknowledge that my life before this pivotal time was hardcore people pleaser mania extravaganza to the max has down boots. So I wanted to break down that you don't need a breakdown to get from where you are now to where you want to go. So let's start by acknowledging some pain points. Let's call it out right now, people pleasers, because I feel you. The struggle is real. The self-neglect, the anxiety, the identity loss, the I'll get to my own needs as soon as I take care of everybody else's. But guess what? It's time to stop. You got to break free from that cycle and take back control because it's your precious time. So where do we begin? We start with the gratitude. Gotta do the gratitude, my friends. Gratitude for the realization that our time is valuable and it's worthy of protection. Gratitude for the opportunity to reclaim your power and live a life on your terms. That is truly a privilege. You know the saying, we've all got 24 hours? Yeah. It's not the hours, it's how we spend it. Well, that sounds like a big middle finger to us people pleasers who run around and try to make everyone else's life easier while sidelining our own. Well, no more, I say. So let's talk practical applications. Say it with me. No is a complete sentence. That's right, folks. It's time to set some boundaries. Prioritize your self-care. And unapologetically say no to anything that does not align with your values or your goals. And it's that simple. And you know what I say, just because it's simple doesn't mean it's easy. We often go toe-to-toe with some resistance at first when we're saying no or putting ourselves first, but trust and believe that that feeling will pass and eventually will get replaced with feelings of satisfaction and a sense of accomplishment. Way better, right? So often, and more often than we realize, when we take on something for someone else, we consider it a have to because we made that agreement. But to the person we're doing it for, it's actually often not that big of a deal. And if it is a big deal, remember, it's not your deal. Remember that. So here's a bit of homework for you. I want to give you the 5-minute rule. Before saying yes to any request, take 5 minutes to check in with yourself. Set a timer. Ask, does this align with my priorities? Is this going to bring me mega joy? If the answer is no, then it's time to graciously decline and reclaim your time. Spend that time on you. For me, in the beginning, it took an average of 20 minutes to say no to somebody, for reals. I had to figure out the right way to say it or find some alternative solution for them. But with time, I really learned how to say no with some grace and feel good about honoring my own priorities. But it was a journey. Because the truth is, no one else will honor your priorities for you. It's literally your biggest job. And this is part of that. Next up, let's tackle the frustration of unreciprocated efforts. Ugh. Ever feel used or undervalued? Well, no more. We're going to flip the script and invest in relationships that either uplift or support us. Because remember, we teach others how to treat us by how we treat ourselves. This was actually one of the keys to me cracking open the shell of my people pleasing. Working and giving in a vacuum is exhausting. I gotta tell you, ain't nobody got time for that. Giving of yourself is one thing, and it's a beautiful thing, but giving to a taker is flat out toxic. It walks and talks the same as any other example of giving that you can think of, but the difference here is that when your time is spent filling someone else's cup while yours lies empty, this leads real quick to some resentment, burnout, and a whole bunch of other gross things that will dull your shine, and it'll steal your energy, and it'll take things away from you that actually are there to light you up, and it's not fair. And I'm all about personal justice. So here's your practical application. The power of the pause. Before automatically saying yes to something, just take a beat, pause, and assess whether or not, once again, does it align with your values? Does it align with your priorities? And if you don't want to do the 5 minutes, it's just a pause in the moment. If it's like a live thing, that's just a chance for you to check in with yourself. And it's a really simple act, but you'll quickly see that this pause is like a gut check, and it's going to tell you everything you know on how to proceed. Because the core desire at the bottom of all this is acceptance and approval. It's something we all want. But here's the secret, my friends. True acceptance starts with you. It's about really leaning into who we are, flaws and all, and knowing that we're worthy of love whether we help that friend or not. We're worthy of respect just as we are. One thing I learned in my marriage, I learned perhaps a wee bit too late, but accept what you tolerate. If you tolerate someone taking your time and placing demands on you that don't align with your priorities, then it's going to continue. You set the stage. You have to act in the play that you signed up for. So when you set your own boundaries, knowing where your priorities lie and getting good at the art of saying no, you're now empowered to steer your life in a whole new direction. One where you've got the map, you set the schedule, and you know where your efforts are best spent because you know where you're going and you know why you're going there. And if there's an unplanned detour, sure, but only if you're up for it. This isn't about never helping others or saying no to everything. That's not the message here. It's about knowing that all you achieve is thanks to you, and all you complain about is also thanks to you. So it's time to own it and observe the gaps. Make the changes. Start now. There's no better time. So, my lovely friends, let's wrap things up with a little reminder. You're capable, you're worthy, and you're deserving of all the love and happiness in the world. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you loved it, make sure you subscribe, leave a review, share it with friends, and come back for more. Because on the next episode, we're going to uncover the powerful act that is forgiveness and the liberating act that is letting that shit go. So more on that next time. So be sure to come back next week and find out more on our next episode. But until then, stay fabulous. And I definitely wish you a magical day. Toodaloo, kangaroo. Mwah.